What does the Bible say about a heavenly city? In Revelation chapter 21, reading from verse 1, the Bible says, "And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the new Jerusalem coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for a husband." John saw the new city. And in Revelation 21, from verse 12 down to verse 20, we have descriptions of the city. 12 foundations, 12 gates, the streets are of gold, the walls are the gates of pearls, and the 12 different stones that adorn the 12 foundations. It is a literal place that Jesus Christ has built. He tells us in John 14, reading from verse 1, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also." God has a city. It is called the New Jerusalem. And he will bring it down. And when he makes this earth brand new, this is where the city will be, and this is where the redeemed will live. There is a city that God has built in heaven. Right now, there's a space station in space. It has been there for years, and astronauts go up and down. They live in that station for months. They eat, they drink, they do whatever they do. They come down for 3 months. New astronauts go up. Supplies go up. All the time, for years, there has been a space station with people living there in space. Why can't God have a city in space? He has one. And for those who are faithful, that is where they will live when God makes this world brand new. Don't miss it. Give your life to Christ so that you may be a citizen of that city.